The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, on a lighter note, we have a competition running all this week. Romantic Castles of Ireland are Ireland's largest collection of independent and privately owned luxury castles. You could find them nestled in each corner of the country with Ballyseedy Castle in County Kerry, Bellingham Castle in County Louth, Cabra Castle in County Cavan, and Markree Castle in County Sligo. And each castle has its own distinctive personality, steeped in incredible history, beautiful architecture, breathtaking surroundings, and world-class accommodation. You can check them all out at romanticcastlesireland.com. So today's prize, two nights stay with breakfast on both mornings and dinner on both evenings for two people at Cabra Castle. It's part of the whole collection. To be in with a chance to win, have a listen carefully to this movie clip.
This is Terence. He's in charge.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I had an uncle called Terence once. Hated him. I think he was a pervert, but I very much like the look of you.
This is Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Good morning, sir. I'm the housekeeper.
All right. Well, it should be a lot easier with me than with the last lot. No nappies, no teenagers, no scary wife.
And this is Natalie. She's new, like you.
Hello, Natalie.
Hello, David. I mean, sir. I can't believe I've just said that. And now I've gone and said twice. I'm so sorry, sir.
It's fine, it's fine. You could have said and then we'd have been in real trouble.
Thank you, sir. I did have an awful premonition I was going to fuck up on the first day. Oh, it.
Love Actually, the movie, and the new Prime Minister getting introduced to his staff. But in the film, what was Hugh Grant's first name? If you know, text the word stay with your answer name to us now on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Now it's time to look at some of the weekend sport. Colm Buick from Off the Ball is with me. Colm, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So the Champions Cup in rugby begins, and we've got the French to contend with.
Yes, tonight Bath play La Rochelle, Roland O'Gara's La Rochelle, who were in serious, I suppose, what would you call it? A run of crises results, I think, at this stage. The latest of which was against Van, the newly promoted Van last week in the top 14. They went in at 7-all at halftime and Van won. And O'Gara himself has been absolutely scathing of his players' performance and attitude. And he's been on with us and Off the Ball Breakfast the last few weeks, very honest and open about that. And he's written in his Irish Examiner column this morning just how bad it is.
And what's
going
gone wrong? I mean, he is the coach.
He's the coach and he is scratching his head too. And the thing about Ronan O'Gara, what makes him so fascinating, one of the many reasons, is that he's just so open and honest. And he says he's struggling to understand why the players' attitude isn't where it should be. They've shown glimpses this season of their form that we know that they have. They've won, of course, back-to-back European Cups in recent seasons, but they've never been able to win that bouclier in France, which is what O'Gara wants. But here he is back in Europe.
And in that pool, Bath, Benetton, Bristol, Clermont, La Rochelle and Leinster. So
it's going to be really
they will
strong.
Meet again.
Exactly. It's the big story that goes for a few years. And Leinster, like you say, they're in action too. They're playing Bristol away. Like Bristol have Finn Russell at out half, the Scottish maestro, so there's a lot of talent there.
Okay, and looking at Munster, they're in a pool with Bulls, Castra, Northampton, Saracens and Stade, who they're playing this weekend.
Yeah, Munster against Stade as well. And it'll be interesting, all eyes will be on Jack Crowley. We had him on the show during the week as well and all the talk about the November series. And of course, Munster don't have a permanent manager. Ian Costello is in charge on a temporary basis too. I meant to correct myself there, Finn Russell, of course, plays for Bath, not Bristol. But that would be a very tough game because Bristol are flying high in England as well when they play Leinster. But yeah, Munster back in action. The turnaround is incredible from November with all the Irish players involved. Like Leinster have 19 players coming back from international duty with Hugo Keane and Jamie Osborne injured as well as James Lowe. We could see the debut of Jordy Barrett this weekend, the New Zealand World Cup winner.
He's recovered from that injury that he suffered during the Autumn Nations series. Now, let's talk about the Premier League. What's to watch this weekend?
Merseyside Derby tomorrow.
Everton against Liverpool. 12:30, I think
yes,
it is, yeah.
The last ever one to be played at Goodison Park. We had Pat Nevin and Mark Lawrenson on Off the Ball this morning, reminiscing about the great derbies of the past.
So Everton have got to do the business, don't they? For old time's sake.
Exactly. One last hurrah. I mean, they've been so really largely poor in terms of results. And I do emphasise results this season, Everton, because they have played well at times, including the 4-0 defeat away to Manchester United last weekend, where at times they played good football. Now, they won by that scoreline this week against Wolves 4-0. But of course, Pat, the old adage goes, when it comes to derbies, form goes out the window.
We've got Brentford v Newcastle, United on half five, I think it's a half five start against...
Yes, tomorrow, at Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll clash with the Munster Stade Francais game as well, so you're going to have to make your choice there, choose your poison and what you prefer. So Manchester United, they've done it all under Ruben Amorim, Pat. They've won one, they've lost one, they've drawn one. So we saw the defeat midweek away to Arsenal at the Emirates, where United actually did okay. It was 0-0 at half time. They condensed Arsenal's chances to quite minimal opportunities, and they looked far more compact as a team versus the ones that we saw under Erik ten Hag and the previous regimes as well. So they were improved, but where Arsenal are so dangerous this season, Pat, is in their set pieces, and particularly from corners. They scored twice from corners. They've wicked delivery in Declan Rice on one side and Bukayo Saka on the other, and they're just so lethal in the air then, and Manchester United could not handle the crosses coming into the box.
Anyway, Premier League is kind of just trickling along nicely this particular weekend, except for that great derby, which we look forward to. Moving on to the end of the Formula One season at last.
Yes, you seem relieved at this, do you?
Well, I think the whole thing was a bit tedious, and Verstappen was always going to, you know, win the World Championship.
We had these George Russell comments this week. See this
About Verstappen threatening him.
Yeah, threatening him. I must get the quote up here. He was purposely, this is George Russell about Max Verstappen. He was going to purposely go out of his way to crash into me and, I quote, put me on my effing head in the wall.
Well, we never thought Max was a nice guy, did we?
Well, I know it's confirmed with one of his peers. So basically, George Russell has described Max Verstappen as a bully. And in response, Verstappen has called Russell a loser.
Ooh.
So it is classic, like, teenage behavior here. Yeah. Or maybe Verstappen never really grew out of that. Or maybe he's this ultra
pest. And meantime, one of the almost great old men of the current Formula One, Hamilton, is moving to Ferrari. Absolutely. His last race for Mercedes.
His 246th and final race this weekend for Mercedes. The end of an era. And it's been, he's been talking quite openly actually this week, Lewis Hamilton, about the bittersweet feelings he's had. And he's reflecting on the significant ups and downs over the years with Mercedes. But you're right in the reality of calling him kind of the old man of Formula One, because I always associate
Alonso's still in there. So.
With Hamilton, with the endless youth, there's something about the exuberance that he has.
Well, but we'll see if he resurrects that form with Ferrari next season. Colm, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.